The last issue of the Jewish World that I saw had kind of a snazzy look to it. It had on the front page, Spring Break Road Trip was the headline. And it was a kind of an article that, frankly, I would expect to see online. Certainly a new direction for what some might say, you know, some people, like if you mention the Jewish World or the Evangelist, people are thinking, oh, stodgy religious newspaper. But it looks like that, you know, they're trying to break away from those traditional molds, if you will.
The article, the front page is very catchy. Our publisher, James Cleveson, that's his piece of work. I definitely agree with you in terms of the Jewish World taking a new direction. I see it, and I don't know, you know, a lot of other people see it there as more of a cultural paper rather than their stodgy religious paper, a publication. And that, I think, is the direction that ultimately it's going in.
People still want something tangible that they can carry around, that they could read when they want to, that they don't need an electronic device to access. Something, though, that's going to be modern and contemporary. Here you are. You're trying to add this, you know, as it says, fresh digital look. So what does a fresh digital look entail?
There's a lot of talk about print media really not doing so hot with the development of digital technology and the way we process information and access information. But at the end of the day, like you said, people do want something tangible. What we're doing at the Jewish World in terms of a fresh digital look, we're pretty much going to revamp our digital presence. It's going to be in addition to the print product. The print product has been a successful publication since 1965 in the capital region.
So what kind of ideas are you throwing around, like maybe like, you know, tweeting out a link to an article or trying to catch something that's happening, like a current event that might jibe with something that's in the paper?
We're definitely going to be using digital platforms to promote the kind of content that's in the print product. Tweeting, social media is only one of those platforms, and in my opinion, a very a minor tool. It's more going to be about the presentation of information and how it's presented to a younger audience and being able to attract that demographic.
Is that demographic, I know it's falling off for the quote-unquote mainstream newspapers. Is it also falling off for papers like the Jewish World?
I'm not sure if it's falling off. I think more so there is a high demographic of younger Jews or a young Jewish community in the Albany region, the capital region area and surrounding areas. And the fact that that demographic is not identifying in that community, but you're just becoming a product that will be accessed by that demographic.
People are still looking for that sense of belonging. The social media seems to be a way to fill it. And I guess the job for you is to figure out how to channel that for the audience that you're trying to reach so that they embrace it and want to become a part of it.
I mean, social media really remains only a form of communication. The perfect example is, you know, our cell phones are built around social media. Social media is not engineered or programmed to work on a cell phone. It's the other way around. So social media is a big part of our communication, but I think the bigger picture here, the bigger argument is the fact that whether it's Muslim, Islam, or Judaism, or being Jewish, or Christianity, it's really a cultural thing more than it is a religious thing. I don't identify myself being a religious Jew. There are people who pull away from it, but there are a big group of people, like you said, who want to be able to identify, who want to feel a sense of belonging. And that's really a cultural argument. I've been thinking about how to present the content, how to present the content digitally in the most effective manner. And pretty much the deduction is everything really needs to be graphic centered. We have so little time to process so many gigabytes of information that everything just needs to be very accessible on a constant basis. A perfect example is what USA Today did with their website, where content, the actual text, took a back seat to graphics. It's a very graphic centered approach. And really, I think that's the way that digital presentation of whatever kind of medium is going. And I think utilizing those strategies will be able to reach the younger demographics.
You can experience Robert Titov's work by visiting jewishworldnews.org. You can follow them on Twitter at JW_news and join them on Facebook at Jewish World News. I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.